Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chime, that reminds me, we have to get to Ick or No Ick, which we'll do in a minute, but I promised to give away a pair of VIP passes for Saturday and the Oyster Bash, which is happening at the Lobster Trap in Bourne. Extraordinary place. And this year, they have selected the Greg Hill Foundation as the beneficiary. So I want to thank my guy Dave down there and everybody at the Lobster Trap. The weather is going to be beautiful. There is live music. There's great oysters. There's great drinks. There's all kinds of fun and frivolity on Saturday. So if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you and whoever you want to bring will join me for the Oyster Bash on Saturday at the Lobster Trap.
Are you spending the weekend?
I'm just going for the evening, but Bullet is with.
Wow.
So I will have Bullet with me, and I'm very much looking forward to the event on Saturday. I can't wait. All right. So we had the ick discussion a while ago.
Yes.
Because I dared to wear flip-flops, and apparently that caused an ick. This is a thing. Courtney told us about it. Women, it's generally women, I think, are dating a guy, maybe even married to a guy, and something that he does gives them the ick.
Yes.
Sherry DM'd the show and wanted a ruling, an ick ruling for you. And she said, I feel like sometimes some, and I'm not saying this about Sherry, but some women are rather shallow or judgmental when it comes to these icks.
Is this the same Sherry that has DM'd you in the past? Didn't we have another Sherry DM previously? It might have been either a douche move or a dating question.
That's a great question. I will go back and look for you. I'll just read the DM the way she sent it. I feel awful asking, but...
Is this a sports question? I really hope it is.
Yes. I feel awful asking, but please ask Courtney ick or no ick. I'm dating a 34-year-old man who has a peanut allergy, and it's giving me the ick.
Oh.
That's not Nick.
He brings his EpiPens everywhere... everywhere we go. Now, what are you laughing at?
Doesn't he have to survive?
That's so mean.
He can't help it if he has a peanut allergy.
That's so mean.
That's why I'm saying.
That is like, people, that is so funny. Mm. It can't be an ick because he could die. But it is so funny, and she can't help it if she sees the EpiPen and gets the ick.
Wait, how could it not be an ick but be funny if he can die?
Because it's like women have these icks that are so over the top, and so, you know, you would never, I'm sure Sherry would not tell him or tell his friends or his family, mm-hmm. Oh, it gives me the ick when he's got the EpiPen. But the fact that she feels it deep inside... Mm-hmm. Is funny.
So that's
funny is what, funny.
Does that help us understand the ick, which is that I mean the guy can't help.
No, he can't help it. No.
He can't help that he has to check a menu every time they go to a place.
Does it bother so much? Because if it bothers that much, he should just leave him. Well, I would leave. If the ick was so bad that I couldn't deal with it, I would not. I would not.
Wait,
not
she's
be with him.
And the potential relationship with somebody that she likes that she's been with.
Well,
because he has a peanut allergy.
Yeah, like, I know someone who has can't date a guy who's lactose intolerant. Like that's a big ick for her.
Right. Well, my thing would be: is that an ick or a red flag?
No, it's an ick for them.
It's not a red flag.
For them, it's a red flag.
A red flag is that he has bodies in his basement.
I would think that maybe the guy could say, "Well, it's a red flag if you have an ick that I have a peanut allergy." Like that. That I could see, but it's not a red flag. That he's got a peanut allergy.
No, it's not. It's an ick. Like, I couldn't.
Yeah, that is an ick for her.
I think Sanaa Lathan's one of the most beautiful women on the world. I could never date her because she has toe thumbs. That's like a major ick to me.
She also can't help that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I couldn't date her. I can't stand looking at your hands and your thumbs look like they could be big toes.
Yeah.
Because your nails are so small. So
seems like the poor fellow. Yeah. Has no control over whether he is allergic to peanuts or not.
That is so sad.
He is screwed.
Has to bring his EpiPen or EpiPens everywhere he goes.
That's such a good DM.
He probably has.
Such a good one. Yeah. It's such a good one.
What if she's just don't bring them?
You can't say that. Well, I mean, one of my best friends in the entire world is married to one of the best guys ever, and he has a nut allergy. Tree nuts, not peanuts. Okay. But he has his EpiPen with him a decent amount. No, she does not.
She has a nut allergy?
What?
No.
But everybody is different. That's what I'm saying. An ick is not universal.
It is amazing to me the way in which women just so blatantly look down on us as a general being, which I understand, but there's enough to not love about a guy. The fact that women obsess over their husband, boyfriend, whatever, the foibles, and then it's currency with their chick text messages. You wouldn't believe what I walked into today. We had plants, not flowers, in the living room.
Hey. Yeah.
He should just be like, you know what's
I was on Team Courtney.
You know what's a nick of mine? Whatever her ick is.
Right.
Well, I don't think you often, as a guy, get to know what the ick was. Like, I was told what the ick was when it came to flip-flops.
I think if you're deep in the relationship, if you're married,
there's probably a lot of dudes listening right now who are the subject of an ick,
right,
which is shared with her friends.
Yeah.
And they have no idea that they're the subject of
it. And they might have an ick of hers, but they cannot say, especially if it's something physical.
Yeah.
If it's something physical, you cannot say it at all. If it's maybe, you know, like my ick for my wife is I hate when she wears the Michelle Obama heels.
Well,
and I let her know that. But that's not that bad. You know what I mean? But
you go low, we go high.
A perfect example, Steve Ja 73 in Twitch. Hey, Courtney, not an ick if they can't control it. Is it an ick if I see a tampon in your purse? For some men, yeah, I bet that's an ick.
Yes.
If it's not a ick, if you can't control it.
Wait, that's an ick for you? It's a perfectly normal
thing. No, I'm not saying for me. I'm agreeing with Courtney. That could be an ick for somebody.
For some guys, I bet their significant other asking for them to buy tampons at CVS is an ick.
No, I don't think
that. If you can't buy tampons, you're a loser.
I think the ick is more I don't need to see it in the trash basket in the bathroom.
Okay, perfect.
That's the more, if it's in your purse or whatever, cool.
So the guy, was trying to get me with that one? No, I'm sure that's a lot of guys' icks.
Here is Coach from New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
I want to address the icks, and I want to say, and this is going to sound negative, but I've personally never been able to, get off of the ick. Once I see an ick, I can't reverse the curse.
Yeah.
I focus on the thing that's given me the ick. Yeah. I can't let go. And I'm sorry, but it's a negative thing to say, but the ick is real.
Yeah. That is so true.
I wonder what coach's number one was.
That's
the problem, though. Yeah. I think that it is, if it's a big,
you've got a big ick.
Huh?
You got a big ick.
What?
Well, Lindsay got a big ick for you.
Well, you mean the
flip-flops.
But I still wear my flip-flops.
That's my point. But she can't get off it. There's no reversing the curse.
I may just stop wearing them because if it.
Oh,
you're in love.
You should switch to loafers.
Yeah.
Gucci no loafers?
No socks. Yeah, because that way you can still, free the tootsies when you need to.
Right.
But at the same time, look more presentable.
Well,
I could be a brofer.
Yeah.
Are you saying your ick wasn't big enough?
Well, you said, Wiggy, that Mrs. Wiggins' ick for you is when you bite your fingernails.
Yeah, but that's something that I've been doing it for 40, 50
but
years.
But you'll always have the ick, but she loves you either way.
Yeah, but when she sees me doing it, it drives her crazy. So it does get in the way. Mm. That's why I said if, and so I do my best to try to stop it, but I can't because it's just like my hands go right to my mouth.
Where right. 207 text from Maine, major ick. My husband walks around the house flossing his teeth.
Oh, huh? Disgusting. Yeah. Agreed.
And I can't stop. She says she can't stop focusing on it.
That's
now.
The thing. That's what I'm saying. If
that's
you don't,
the ick.
If you don't change the flip flop situation, huh. It's always going to bother her. The same right. way me biting my nails always bothers my wife, and then it bothers me because I'm like, she's always getting on me about biting my nails, and I'm like, what do you want me to do? I've been doing this since I was 8 years old.
It does make me giggle looking at the Twitch, though, where it's like, this conversation is just being judgmental. Being judgmental is an ick. It's like, you guys judge us of everything we say. Like, that's,
Twitch
it's life.
Hates being judgmental.
It's life. It's life.
And some of these icks are real and ruining relationships.
Yeah.
So the call is right. You can't reverse it.
Clearly, if you're Sherry, and no disrespect, respect her because I think she is the person that had DM previously, so she listens all the time. But if you're willing to break up with somebody mm-hmm. because they have a peanut allergy and they need an EpiPen, it right. seems seems kind of shallow.
But she's
bit.
It's going to get in the way, Greg. If the ick
unless
is
you
that,
really like peanut butter, Greg.
If the ick
oh yeah,
is,
who doesn't love peanut butter?
She can't order, that guy. She probably can't when they go to dinner. She probably can't order anything with peanuts. Right.
She might be like Andy Hart, who has a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch like every day of his life.
I've heard of some people that are married to
that is not dating, shocking at all
or dating no, people that have peanut allergies, severe ones, and they do like staycations where they go to a hotel, you know, once a month for a night, and they're able to eat all their peanut products.
So they go by themselves?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like to that keep is, their love for peanuts.
I mean, who doesn't love the peanut sauce that you get, like that Asian peanut sauce?
Or like a Reese's peanut so butter cup.
Yeah, or what about pesto?
Yeah, there's so many things. So, but that's why I said that it eventually get, like the caller said, it gets in the way because you constantly think about it mm-hmm. when it's that big.
This is Ryan from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello, Ryan.
Greg, correction, just to be safe here, this is Greg from Stowe, in case anybody's listening.
Okay, yes.
But, I have an ick, and after 23 years of sheer bliss, morning breath is a severe ick of mine.
Oh, Ryan, I have a product for you.
There's no product.
Oh, please share. Santo please share.
Santo is listening.
No, it wasn't for Santo. It was
stop
just.
It.
It wasn't for Santo. It.
Courtney,
no.
You can't walk it back now.
No,
we already know
not,
you told him he don't brush his teeth.
No. He does brush his teeth. Nah, this I is mean, just. It's a product.
Why is he taking so
no,
many?
No, no, no.
Strays?
This is not for Santo. My friends and I are talking about this product all the time. It's called Smart Mouth. Not an ad. You can buy it at like Walgreens, whatever. And
but
it's,
he's not going to be able to give it to his wife.
No, like you that. Do it twice a day. It covers your bad breath.
Know,
they say for 12
say,
hours.
How is he going? How is Ryan going to say to or Greg from Stowe?
Yes,
going to say to his
no,
wife.
No, it's Greg. It's yeah, Greg.
You're, how is he going to say you have dinosaur breath?
Right.
Like, there's no.
No. Just say. Just switch out the mouthwash you've been using. And it seems like you may need the clinical level.
No,
there's
not
a clinical
him.
Level.
It's her.
No, I know, but oh. you use it too. It's mouthwash. It's
but not everybody uses mouthwash. And we don't know if Greg from Stowe, if his, clearly, maybe she doesn't use mouthwash. Or maybe she, her halitosis is so bad,
right.
the mouthwash won't help.
Right.
Mm. Damn, Santo.
I mean, it's
no,
an
it,
issue.
Was, it was not for
it's,
Santo.
It's a real
it's not
issue.
For Santo. I'm saying my friends and I have all switched over to this mouthwash and we're like raving about it.
Ryan, are there times in the morning when the two of you are together and you say, I thought you put the dog out and it's her, and it's her
oh,
breath?
Oh, God.
Greg.
I'm gonna leave these jokes alone right now because actually Coco, you made me feel better because you threw Santo way further under the bus than I did.
This was not
wife.
About Santo. You guys decided to bring Santo into it.
No, you brought
I don't even know if Santo is using the mouthwash. We have different bathrooms. I use it.
You brought up his
no,
mouth.
It was 2 years
before.
Ago. It was 2 years ago and I just said
is one of them a faux bathroom?
No, both are real.
Okay,
I have to go to the phone room.
We have different bathrooms, and I have the mouthwash. I don't even know if he does.
All right. I mean, if that's what the kids are saying nowadays.
Courtney just projects a bathroom door under a wall for the second.
I have a bathroom so that I don't wake him up in the morning
that's
when I'm
nice.
Getting ready.
See, that's so very nice.
All do you smell his breath anyway. Even after when he leaves?
You guys are terrible. I literally never said he had bad breath
no,
either.
You did not. You were just very quick to answer, which was good.
Because
you
it was an annoying thing that I was like being like his mom.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
God.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Christian Barmore took to X this morning, 1:22 a.m., to tweet out, "I just experienced for the first time five Providence cops being very unprofessional, racism at its finest." Interesting to see what the fallout for that will be. Davante Adams is a New York Jets. The Jets are sending back to Vegas a conditional third-round draft pick that can become a second-round pick if he's either a first- or second-team All-Pro this season or on an active roster for the AFC Championship game or Super Bowl. And speaking of the Raiders, Tom Brady, officially a minority owner. The deal was unanimously approved by NFL team owners on Tuesday at the league's annual fall meetings. In a statement, Brady said, "I'm eager to contribute to the organization in any way I can, honoring the Raiders' rich tradition while finding every possible opportunity to improve our offerings to fans and, most importantly, win football games." So Brady, now an owner of the Raiders and Aces. The Bruins are on the road tonight taking on the Avalanche in Colorado. Puck drop is at 9:30. And in baseball, the Yankees go up two games on the Guardians. A 6-3 win in Game 2 of the ALCS last night. And the Mets and Dodgers will face off in the NLCS Game 3 tonight. First pitch at 8:08. It is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarket.com.
There's only one person to put in timeout this week, I think.
Wiggy said it wouldn't bother him. Are you going in the same direction I am? I was going to put Aaron Rodgers in timeout.
Different.
Okay.
I was going to put Jerry Jones in timeout.
Yes.
I was going to put the people who said yesterday that Jerry Jones got what he wanted and he did all that on purpose because people weren't talking about the Cowboys sucking.
Yeah.
Like, Jerry Jones, Courtney is dead on. What he did yesterday was a pathetic attempt to prevent himself from getting the heat he truly deserves. They never should have had Mike McCarthy, and they didn't spend in the offseason.
I don't really want to do this, but I got a text message, and it's not something that I want to do.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to give a voice to this person. But he said Courtney needs to go in timeout for basically saying his breath stinks. Texted me and saying
Santo texted.
Oh, he was like, basically, have my back, brother. My breath
really
doesn't stink. Yeah,
really?
There is no way.
Yeah, he just texted me.
There's no way.
We like, stand with Santo.
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
I feel bad for him because you know Santo's such a great guy, and
you are a jerk.
I'm not a jerk.
You are a massive jerk.
He just texted me.
There's no way.
He is such a great guy, and the only thing people will joke about him on. He has a great job. He writes his White Raven. But the only thing people joke on him about is his breath.
Right. It keeps coming, too.
I can't believe he sent you that text.
Yeah, I mean, I
love like you, Santo.
Okay. All right. Well,
Twitch chat. Hashtag Santo Strong.
Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarketBoston.com. And this Thanksgiving, bring your thankful 30 to the dinner table. You thankful for dropping your first 30 by Turkey Day. Awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I'm not powerful here, but Wiggy deserves a raise. He has been absolutely on top of
it
lately.
Shout out to the person in the text. I don't D sees it. Breath so bad, text message smells bad.
Santo has perfectly fine breath. I'm sorry. I literally will never give. I was trying to help out Ryan with his issue and give him a product that I'm finding to be enjoyable.
The text smells.
Hey, they are so bad. JP Mar 25 Santo is the Italian for septic tank.
Jesus. All right.
It's actually Italian for saint, and he is one.
He is.
Sure is.
That's why we love him.
46 and sunny afternoon, 9:54.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, that came up at the end of the show yesterday, and we didn't have the audio, and then Courtney just put Jerry Jones into timeout, so... I think that is of interest for some. I don't, if he doesn't want to, like, why do the Ask the Owner segment if he doesn't want to answer the questions on the radio about the football team?
I think he wants the fans to get the positive stuff about the football team.
Well, did he come out looking positive?
No, he came out like a major douche, but he came out with a looking like a major douche that got bread. Like, ask me another dumb question. Go ahead. And he was like, okay.
I will say credit to Kraft, because when he does speak, and it's very limited sometimes, he doesn't do people dirty like that.
No.
So.
No, well, I'd rather have a guy that speaks every Wednesday. I'd much prefer a guy that loses his cool but is at least available to do local interviews, doesn't go on Charlemagne the God and ignore everybody here.
Yeah, but Jerry Jones, you basically just heard that they're told to only ask like positive questions. He doesn't let them ask those questions. He's going to replace them if they continue
But he's never actually replaced a host, and at least he does it. Like, I feel like even though Sam Kennedy isn't exactly, you know, transparent with every decision, like, at least the Red Sox have their front office available to us.
It's what kind, we've talked about this before. What kind of owner do you want? A guy that's going to talk every single week, and then he might say some things that you don't agree with, or somebody that never talks? I mean, it's really about what you as a fan want. And I don't, like, if you're looking at Jerry Jones, the GM, he's done a pretty good job. Just like the GM when you're talking about players.
Well, it's been a long time since they've won one.
No. I'm not saying they have, but players wise, they always got talent.
The Cowboys are. It's smoke and mirrors. Like the arrival in the helicopter. I mean, they don't spend at the top of the league.
No, I'm not saying that.
But they did spend a lot. If you look just at CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
At Dak Prescott.
Yep.
And Micah Parsons, they...
Micah Parsons is coming next. They paid the Diggs kid, the corner.
Yeah, they do. They have spent a lot.
And they draft good players.
But not in terms of the rest of the league, Greg. I'm telling you that people think of the Cowboys because they have Jerry World and all that. Like, he's a great businessman. He spends on facilities, and he draws a lot of great events to his place. But the team not winning, the number one reason they haven't won since the 90s is because of Jerry Jones. It's because he wants to be the story. His son is the GM. Like, it is a bizarre way to build an organization, and it's why Bill Belichick won't be there.
The reason why they don't win, and I agree with you, it is because of the Joneses, but it's more because of who they select as coaches and then how they interfere.
They hire malleable people.
Right.
Because ever since Jimmy Johnson left, he didn't want to be bossed around by the coach.
But when you think of them and...
They're the most valuable team, though, and they have been forever because of Jerry Jones.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So Kurt is bringing up the business side of it. Like, he is probably the best businessman in the league.
And maybe in all of sports. I mean, the branding he did for the Cowboys is second to none.
Right.
And when do you, and I don't know, like, I'd have to go back and see where they land when it comes to spending money, but you really never see them letting good players get away. And he always drafts great players who then re-sign in that organization. You know, we've talked about CeeDee Lamb, or we talk about Tony Romo. They found Tony Romo. They ended up paying him. He stuck with the organization. Zeke, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, when he was at the height of his career, they ended up paying him. So they always kind of like...
I mean, I give him credit for saying, I think it was during that same interview where he said he's not a fan of firing a coach in the middle of the season and doesn't do it. And
see,
so
that's his problem.
The real thing he doesn't like is paying a coach not to do anything.
That's his biggest problem, and Curtis is right. He hires too many do-boys that... When he says, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, on-field stuff, they do it. You know, the only person who didn't really do it was Parcells, and that's why you got to wonder.
But Curtis is right. Jerry Jones, I mean, what's his name, who does
TV? Jimmy Johnson?
Jimmy Johnson did not do it either.
No, he didn't do it either. Right, so there's only been a handful, and I think... Those for him, even though like Jimmy Johnson helped him win.
Jason Garrett did it, correct?
Yeah, he was a do boy. You think like after Parcells, I don't remember that.
Bum Phillips.
They were all like do boys, coaches that he could get. That's why it's going to be interesting if Belichick is really somebody that he would hire, because Bill is not going to be like, hey, Jerry came down and said, hey, I want you to put this play in.
Speaking of midseason decisions, Steelers are going to go with Russell Wilson when they're 4-2?
Dumb decision.
Oh, I didn't see that.
This is so stupid. This might be one of the stupidest decisions I've seen in the NFL this year.
Let's ride.
Like, Justin Fields has 10 touchdowns to 2 interceptions.
Right.
And he's 4-2 with the Steelers team, which, by the way, this roster on the Steelers team, outside of the defense, is not great. The offensive roster stinks.
Yeah.
Like, it's only George Pickens to throw the football to, and Najee Harris seems washed.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't understand what they want.
And Freiermuth. I mean, that's really all they got.
I'm actually jacked for Sunday night. You got Aaron Rodgers and his best friend Tay against the Steelers and Russell Wilson. Who's a bigger douche canoe, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
It's Steelers seeing Devontae Adams back-to-back weeks.
And this is a horrible move. You're right, Greg. This is a horrible move because Chime just told you about how Justin Fields is playing. Like, he's not lighting the world on fire, but
he's not killing you by any means.
He's not killing. What happens if Russell Wilson goes out there and he's just god awful?
Right.
How do you
Broncos country? Let's ride.
That's right.
How do you go back to Justin Fields? That becomes a major issue. Yeah, I think this is a horrible move.
Is Rihanna calling the plays?
No, that would be Sierra.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm trying to get that thread.
That's close.
Can we rewind? Dump it. I wonder if Sierra's calling the plays.
This is David from Florida. What's up, David?
Good morning.
Hey.
So first of all, Greg, I mean, how would you respond if, say, Robert Kraft pulled a Jerry Jones on you?
I mean,
what would be your retort?
I would have basically said that I'm employed by, you know, I don't work for you, so nice try on firing me. Yeah. But that
guy does work for him, right?
Did you get all defensive?
Those guys work for our company.
Oh, I thought they were the...
And I would assume that Jerry Jones isn't firing anybody. He could stop doing the show if he wants to do it.
Okay.
Then you're a real schmuck.
I thought they had the rights.
So anyways, though, you were talking yesterday about the referees and how there's a flag every play. And, I mean, yes, it's so annoying and aggravating, but I'm curious if there's a directive from the NFL to enforce things more tightly, or if it's what's the reasoning behind it?
Wiggy, what do you think it is? First of all, do you find this season to be worse than it was last season? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I can't really tell. It's just
Aaron
like, it depends
Rodgers,
on the crew.
Aaron Rodgers, to his credit, which we rarely say, said that the call. The, you know, roughing the quarterback was not, he didn't think that should have been called.
Yeah, there were some, like, even Bill was talking about it on the broadcast. Like, some of the calls, they just, like, just, it doesn't make sense. But I guess if you're, the only way I can kind of, like, lean is if they're calling it for both teams, if they're just god-awful for both teams. But, I mean, it's difficult. I think they need to be a little bit more, is it lenient? Is that the word for, yeah, especially for defensive pass interference? I feel like they throw so many defensive pass interferences where you're like, that's not really defensive pass interference. Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how they missed that face mask on Sunday.
Yeah, they called a DPI on the Patriots on the first drive of the game on third down when they would have gotten off the field with nothing but a field goal, but they miss a blatant face mask in the middle of the open field. Makes total sense, right?
Yes, the football is being run, and how are you not? Aren't you focused on the
running back? Yeah,
you can see his helmet turn 90 degrees.
Yeah. I don't get how they didn't see that one, but there are some things, like when you start to look at, what did they call? I think they called a holding. No, they called a unnecessary roughness on one of the defensive linemen
for
throwing the guy down and then like finishing off his block. And
also, when do they decide to use replay assist? Because they used it in Monday Night Football to say, oh yeah, not illegal man downfield on the offensive line, but they can't use it to like give us the face mask penalty?
I'll tell you when they use that. It's when the Chiefs need a call.
Got it. Okay.
Shime, that's a really good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like they used it in the Bills-Jets game, and they're like, oh yeah, thanks to replay assist, we know not illegal man downfield, we're picking up the flag. How can they not be like, the whoever it is from New York, be like, yeah, that's a face mask, make sure to drop the flag real quick. And they do that. And then it's like, all right, yeah, you got it.
That's a good point.
I don't understand.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't even know that you could do that with penalties.
In the Twitch chat, somebody suggesting that your career was essentially made based off a missed call.
Well, who's correct?
It was the right call.
Yeah, it was the right call. That was the rule.
Tuck rule.
And it wasn't my career that was made off of it. It was probably more Brady, right?
That was an accurate call.
Right.
In the snow. They had to change the rule, but the rule was properly enforced.
I had set a playoff record that game until Deion Branch broke it. So yeah. I like to say...
Was it most words in the huddle?
Well, I'd like to say maybe it might have never...
Longest sentence?
You know what my claim to fame is maybe you might not have known who Tom Brady was if it wasn't for my Oakland performance.
That is correct.
So, I mean, you know,
and
at
look,
least
now
give me that.
He's the owner of
and
that,
by the way, Wiggs,
how about that? You're welcome, Tom.
You should get a cut.
Absolutely. We didn't talk about this. Edelman had a podcast about the snowball with Scott Pioli.
Yeah.
Wiggy.
Not Wiggy.
That was your day.
That's all right. He shouted me out, though. He shouted me out on it. They both picked me up, so I'll take it.
All right.
Appreciate that, Jules.
Heads up, tomorrow on this show, Bill O'Brien early at 6:45 as they get ready for Virginia Tech. We'll do that tomorrow. And a quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this show and this station on the radio, you can stream it every day at WEEI.com. You can download the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and listen to us from wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can also ask your smart device to play 93.7 WEEI. Well, Adam Jones is here for the crossover. We just got word. We're hearing that Alex Van Pelt will have you and Rich removed if you ask another odd
that's
question.
Rich. That's Rich, first of all. Not me.
Odd question.
Yeah, he called in an odd question when Keefe asked him about whether or not the bigger issue was the offensive line or the receivers. He said that's an odd question.
Oh, yeah, that is an odd question.
Seems
really.
Like a pretty normal question.
You look up odd question, that's the one that's right under it.
Alex Van Pelt should effort to probably get us removed. If he had any more job security, he doesn't have the job security of a Jerry Jones. If he had any more job security, maybe he would.
Speaking of job security, Wiggs, did you see this quote from Dan Orlovsky?
Oh, wait. Let me guess. He's upset that Drake May could get injured this week.
Likely happened, but this was a sit down on, I don't know what magazine or whatever did this interview about him. He told the author of the piece about his work that he wants to be the best at this, as in NFL, you know, breakdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He's asked how close he is to that by the writer. Quote from Dan Orlovsky. I don't think there's anybody on the planet who can do what I do, unquote.
All right.
Yeah. Unbelievable douche.
Shime does it every week, a couple of weeks, when he puts up his All 22.
Thank you, Wiggy. I'll be going through the All 22 today on Drake May.
It's not
imagine
that
being like that DeLulu, though. Like, it's a nice place to be. If you are that confident in yourself.
Well, if you don't say it sometimes, nobody else is going to say it. So you should just say it yourself.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Got to be your own cheerleader.
Could you imagine you're like Ryan Clark or Lewis Riddick, and you're sitting there like this boob who doesn't know where the back of the end zone is saying, I can do this better than you.
I can just can't. I mean, where was this feature?
Let me see. It's
like, who is that for? Who's that?
It was in UConn magazine.
Oh, there you go. Well, that makes sense. There you go.
What are you guys doing today?
Well, we're going to get into a number of things. You talk a lot of you did talk Brady. And why the Patriots aren't involved. I think that's a good question. Like,
Curtis asked that this morning.
Why wouldn't you want Tom Brady involved here?
Well, it would make way too much sense.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not ego. I think
it is.
It impacts generations of crafts. I'm sure that's probably part of the issue.
But they must have broached the topic with him at some point.
Yeah.
And maybe he said no.
I mean, I guess that's possible, but why? Why would he say no?
Because he becomes the face of the franchise and the crafts. The crafts don't want it. Or maybe Jonathan doesn't want it. You know, it's like the Jerry Jones situation we just talked about.
I get why the crafts wouldn't want him involved. Why would he not want to be involved?
Great question, Greg, and I think you got onto something here.
Yeah.
What never happened that we were told was going to happen when Tom stopped playing football? I'll tell you. Never signed a one-day contract to end his career as a Patriot. As silly as I think that is, that matters a lot, I think, to a lot of people. And Robert, I think, wanted that deeply. So there is still some level of contention between the two, because that would have just been a relatively easy thing to do to appease the Kraft family, and he never did.
Yeah.
And maybe he doesn't, and maybe they never asked them to do it, and that's why. So when you say, why doesn't he? But maybe there was never an opportunity.
No. I agree with that. I'm saying, if he were asked, why would he say no? I bet he wasn't asked. And so,
you think he wasn't asked?
I don't think
when
he was asked.
Rumors started to swirl that he might be an investor in the Raiders. You don't think Robert Kraft reached out and said, wait a minute, you played 20 years here. You're the face of this franchise. Why don't we do this here?
Well, how much of a stake is Brady buying? 5 or 10%? Yeah.
5%.
So if you're Kraft, you want to lose 5% of your organization.
He's already said he's considering selling 10%.
You think he will, though?
But to who? Yeah.
To like a venture firm.
Right.
Somebody who's off on the side, quiet.
Somebody who's worth more? Somebody who can pay more for it?
The easiest way to put butts in the seat is to announce tomorrow that Tom Brady is an owner of the franchise and is going to have a say in what's going on football-wise.
That's why I think Wiggy's right. It's an ego thing. Like, he or Jonathan don't want Tom to be the face of the franchise. Yeah, so if they go with some type of organization, some type of capital, there's not going to be a face.
Yeah, that is so short-sighted. That is not a good sign for the future of the Patriots, if that's how they're running their business.
How is this? I just said it's dumb by the Krafts in this Bube in the Twitch chat says, stop capping for Robert Kraft. I just said it's dumb.
Yeah, would you cut it out?
You maroon? Yeah.
Stop capping.
You're always carrying his water.
I think if Drake, these
Twitch people come at you all day long during your show?
Yeah. Of course. Okay. Yeah. Right. It was Twitch or the text line? It was Twitch. Yeah, they're both pretty.
The text line's great.
Yeah. They come after Jones.
Yeah.
But if they're winning and Drake May's fine, I don't think it really matters. I think if they're able to win a championship without with Drake May, and they don't need Brady to be part owner to put butts in seats. They win, butts will go in the seats. The fan base is there. It's like Dallas. Dallas don't win. They put asses in seats. They don't need...
For now.
They don't need Troy Aikman to come back and be a 5% owner.
Well, they still have the statue unveiling. That's still to come.
Nice. They do have that.
They're going to announce that at some point.
Yeah, pick that at a wise point in time. So we'll get to some of the trades that went down yesterday. Davante Adams, Amari Cooper. We'll get to Drake May, where you'd take him among AFC quarterbacks. And Jacksonville's interesting. Bill could get a second chance in Jacksonville. Matt could be getting a second chance in Jacksonville. So we'll start talking about that game as well.
Okay. Be careful. Courtney may get the ick. From the flannel.
Are you anti-flannel? I like a flannel.
Good.
Pro-flannel.
Just want to be careful.
Just, unless there's an EpiPen in it, then we're out. Yeah.
As long as your breath is not stanky.
All right. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Jones and Keith next. Thank you for your patronage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.